that was three.
I did five. It's more than Spence did.
That was well orchestrated, man. I got to tell you. Very impressed. And ladies. Very impressed.
Well, tell us about that. Is that something you came up with, the captains come up with? What was the deal there?
It was just a little way to, you know, we had a lot of play it, what we call play it periods, which is playing the game, although we're not tackling to the ground. And, you know, at this point, we wanted something to keep them going. It's the fourth day of a four-day stretch. And we just made things competitive. And we figured since we're going to make it competitive and have a winner and a loser, let's have a little prize for the winner, or punishment for the loser is probably a better way to say it. So, and it was good because it was very balanced. You know, I talk about back and forth. It really was. And not, you know, sometimes as a head coach, you, I don't want to say fix things to happen that way, but you aim them in that direction. I didn't. I just let it unfold, and it was good. So I had a little fun with it.
Was there a requirement for the number of push-ups you had to do, or was that an individual?
Well, there was 10, but I'm sure there was some liberties taken there. Yeah.
How about you? How many were you required to do in the scrum there?
I didn't. That did not happen. I don't think you saw that happen.
That wasn't you?
At this point, we've yet to recognize who was in the middle there.
Come on.
A lot. Yeah. I got to pay for all our sins.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Speaking of tackling, there were a couple of hits out there. You had a kind of the point in camp when guys are straining a little bit, maybe just to, they want to hit somebody.
Well, I thought you were going in a different direction to that last line. I mean, there's definitely guys straining and that have strains. I think the fact that they were willing to hit somebody at this point in camp was pretty impressive. There were some shots out there today, even though we're not tackling to the ground. There were some guys who made some good contact. So, you know, we challenged them. We challenged our football team. I think they were ready for that challenge, and they practiced, you know, really hard. Again, we're installing so much offense and defense and special teams that it's hard to be precise. But the impressive thing is there was great effort through that entire installation. Now everything is in after nine days. So now we got to go just rep it and shine it up. And then you start to, as you get closer to the season, decrease certain areas. You know, you have a whole season's worth of offense and defense and special teams installed. And now you kind of start to select from that menu as you get closer to opening game. So we'll just keep bringing it down. But really good effort by the guys. That's impressive.
How do you balance that, whereas you want them to be prepared to tackle during when the games come, but you want them to stay fresh and healthy out here? How do you balance that?
Yeah, it's not easy. You know, we don't tackle to the ground here. I have before, though. In the NFL, we did. I think the game's a little different. I think the people are different. From the last time I was in the NFL, the guys are bigger, stronger, and faster, yet the skeletal system and things, that didn't change. And that's why I think guys get banged up. I mean, you just look at the people that are playing now compared to what we're playing when I was in this league last time. Different speed and size. And sure, there were some exceptions back then, but those guys now are the norm, you know, and the speed of guys. And, you know, I think that's why you have more of those injuries, because the reality is they're hitting less now, yet I think there's more injuries, you know. So I think it's just because guys are so physically dominant. And when, you know, speed of A and speed of B is greater and they both hit, the collision's greater. So you really have to balance it, and it's not easy to do. But this is training camp, too. And, you know, on the same hand, it's okay to have some guys with nicks and bruises and strains. This is where you know, iron sharpens iron, and this is the time to do that in training camp.
And if Vincent Jackson or Mike Williams out there, Chris Owusu really stepped up today, made some big plays for you.
He did make some plays. You know, I wasn't studying Chris, but he jumped out to me a few times as well. So that was good.
Derek Hagan
made a nice catch. Yeah, you're not kidding. Right in the middle of traffic for that end of game situation. That was impressive. And he's playing through some discomfort as well, which is impressive for a veteran guy.
Is this just a maintenance day off for Vincent, or is he?
No, Vincent has some things going on family wise that are good. You know, it's all good. But I never got to him to say, can I say it to you guys? So in respect to him, I won't. But there's nothing. It's all good. I can just tell you that.
Mike Williams?
Mike had a little strain, and with a day off tomorrow, I thought it was just prudent on our part not to push it. You know, he wanted to practice, so he even came up to see me. You know, that guy loves football, right? He knew today was going to be a competition day, and, you know, it's like taking the guy out of the park and sending him home, you know. But he understands, and he had a great day of conditioning and rehab, and Monday he'll be ready to go.
Had some work with the 11-on-11.
He did. Yeah, I'm anxious to watch the tape on how he moved. Again, we're working with Carl. You know, you put together a plan, but the best laid plans, you have to have the feedback from the player, because he's the one who feels the pain or the discomfort. So we're just trying to really go step by step with him, with all these guys, and get their feedback, and then adjust the plan wherever needed.
How's the paperwork coming along? Can you have you back next week?
I do. Yeah, I don't know what day, but I think he'll be back. I think, you know, let's wait and see, but I think he'll be back.
Is he out for the game?
I wouldn't say that yet.
Not yet.
Greg, how much of what you see on the field when you're running around from station to station jives with what you end up watching back on tape when you go back?
Oh, I'd like to say it really. You know, I've got that trained eye that really sees it all, but I'm not. That's not true. You know, your mind plays tricks on you. And the reason is you have this vision in your mind of what it's supposed to look like. So sometimes you, maybe not, you know, and then you watch the tape and it's not even close, you know. So that's why the tape is so important. And that's why, you know, sometimes you guys think, you know, why does it have to be? It's because, you know, you only get so much time to watch the tape before you have the meeting with the players. And that's why it's so squeezed right now, you know, in between practice. The players go take a nap and do treatment and all that stuff. But as coaches, we run upstairs and as much of it as we can watch before we get with the players. And that's so critical because, you know, you want to all be on the same page when the position guys go into their rooms. Everybody wants the corrections to be the same.
So what do you get from it when you – I mean, if you can kind of put it into your own words, what do you get from it when you're watching them from up close?
Well, you get the human element first off. You know, you see how a guy responds to adversity. You get to see, you know, you do take in some of it for sure. And that's why I'm always writing, you know, I get my pen out, always writing notes, ideas, you know, maybe we can do this drill a little different way. Or you see something, you say, you know, maybe if we run this blocking scheme just a little differently. But then when you get on the tape, well, the reason you saw that and thought that is the defense actually made a mistake. It's not going to be like that in a game. So then you scratch that idea. But, you know, it's constantly, and that's where, you know, Butch Davis helps a ton. Because he's out there watching the same thing. And, you know, when he and I, you know, meet daily and talk about what we see. So it's a big help for me.
Coach, you can talk about your kicking competition between Demke and Tynes, how that's going, and it's to your liking thus far.
Well, it's going pretty good. Lawrence, he's got a little, I don't know, I wouldn't call it, I don't know what it is. It's like a ingrown toenail or something. And he really wears a tight, tight kicking shoe. A lot of the kickers do. They wear a shoe that's smaller than their foot so they can really feel the ball. So he was going to kick. If you notice, one guy's up, then the next guy's up. We go day by day. So they give their leg a rest every other day. But he couldn't go today because his toe wouldn't get into a shoe. It hurt too much. So we just kind of told him, why don't you wait and you kick Monday. So I was impressed because Derek did it 2 days in a row, and he hit some big shots today. So that was a good, you know, his opportunity. He made the most of it. But it's going to be a – it's going to be a competition, you know, I think, till the end. We got to figure this thing out. It's a big, big decision.
How much does it help the entire defense that Levante David now has a year under his belt?
Oh, I think it helps a lot. You know, this time last year, he's still learning the calls, and, you know, he's the communicator. He makes the defensive calls. Now that's like second nature to him. Now he understands the defense, and he makes the, you know, adjustments. He and Mason both do, but Levante's a very, very cerebral football player, as well as being fast and tough and all those other things. He gets the whole game, and he's only going to get better as he spends more and more time in the system. So he's an impressive player.
Mason, what's it like having the two of those guys? They have a year under the belts together, having that continuity. I know you're still deciding the Sam position, but those two guys.
I think it's big because those two guys work together the most. You know, the Sam is almost a – I don't want to say he's not part of that mix. He is, but he's more of a hybrid. You know, he plays up on the line a lot, like a defensive end at times. So, and the fact that Mason and Levante are very close on and off the field, I think is huge. There's a chemistry there. Those two guys, you know, they talk ball, they love ball, and, you know, they fit the kind of DNA that we're looking for. So they're going to be – they're good, they're young, and they love football. That's three good things to be. Thanks.
Thanks for coming. Have a good weekend, guys.